For his closing statement, but not without telling him how much we appreciated being with him in this extremely enlightening session. And thanks to all of you as well for sticking with us right up to this late hour. Mr. Director General, you have the floor.
Thank you very much, Ambassador Jaziri. And ladies and gentlemen, a very good evening now to you all. First of all, let me recall that the genesis, as I said at the outset, of this exercise was the Standing Committee on Patents. And in this regard, I should like to extend my thanks to Mr. Maximiliano Santa Cruz. Max, thank you very much as President of the Standing Committee on Patents. Not only for inspiring this conference, but also for shepherding it through until the stage which of its realization over the last 2 days. I think that we've had extremely rich presentations over the course of the last 2 days. At least speaking for myself, I've found many of the, presentations to be truly enlightening, and I think that one of the features of the presentations has been that it has deepened the dialogue. We have managed to get below the surface on a number of issues, and I think that's a very, very positive development. I share all of the observations that were made by Max Santa Cruz concerning the various themes that emerged from the conference, and let me just add one or two other observations in this regard. I think that what we are witnessing, not just in this conference, but more generally, first of all, is an enlargement or an enlargening of the conception of knowledge as a basis for wealth creation. And I refer here to some of the presentations that were made with respect to, for example, traditional knowledge. We are witnessing a much broader conception, I think, of knowledge as a basis of wealth creation, and the role of intellectual property in respect of that, I think, is extremely important. Secondly, I think that we've seen that many of the areas that we've discussed are dynamic, and we certainly have seen a policy evolution over the course of the last 10 years internationally. And I think some evidences of that were some of the instruments to which reference was made today, most notably the Doha Declaration on the TRIPS Agreement and health, the World Health Resolution on Global Strategy and Plan of Action on Public Health, Innovation and Intellectual Property, and indeed the Development Agenda at WIPO. These are three, I think, major instruments that witness the evolution that we have seen in the course of the last 10 years. Another feature, I think, of this conference has been the effort that is apparent for the intellectual property community to reach out to the social contexts, social and economic contexts, that intellectual property is designed to address. And in this respect, I certainly very much appreciate the participation of a number of heads of agency of the UN system and many other representatives of agencies of the UN system. And innovation, after all, is supposed to produce a social and an economic benefit, and that social and economic benefit of innovation is best perceived in the areas where we face, as a community, as an international community, global challenges. I thank our four distinguished ambassadors who have presided over the proceedings, and new Ambassador Jaziri, in particular for this afternoon's, your presence this afternoon. And I thank all of our speakers who have come and for the presentations they've made and all of the participants. It was very pleasing to see so many persons attend the conference, witnessing the interest in this subject matter. And I wish you all safe return home, and I leave it to Ambassador Jaziri to make the final statement.
I think that at this late hour, it just remains for me to renew my thanks to you, Francis, and to all the participants for their contribution. I have learned a lot this afternoon in listening, and to all of you, and I look forward to further engaging in this intellectual exercise under the auspices of WIPO in the future. So I would now adjourn this meeting. The meeting is adjourned.